live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a guess. Roam if you want to, roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome to Peter Greenberg Worldwide on this beautiful last weekend of July. Hope you're having a wonderful time wherever you happen to be. We happen to be on the island of Fire Island in New York, and we're taking your calls on travel, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Give us your name, your number, your question, or your problem, so we can solve it right here on the air. I've been traveling again this week, going from Los Angeles to New York, then New York to Houston, back to New York, and now out here to Fire Island. We were in Houston working on a Dateline special that will be airing in September on what really happened 8 years ago when the Concorde crashed. And by the way, that was 8 years ago this weekend. So look for that in September. I'll give you a heads up on the actual date and time. And of course, the network will be NBC. I think some real interesting surprises in those last 8 years about what really happened in the last 90 seconds of that flight. I think amazing and surprising information. Lots of stuff that we're going to talk about today. If you've been watching the Today Show this week, earlier in the week I talked about the last bastions where the U.S. dollar was still strong. And that's everything from South Africa to Estonia to other parts of the world, but including Argentina. But let's throw in Las Vegas while we're at it. They're having a hard time out there. Not only are new home sales and home sales in general down 27%. Did you hear that? 27%. But revenue at the casinos is down. We're finding rooms at places like the MGM Grand and the Mirage for about $48 a night. Pretty amazing, huh? And they're throwing in all sorts of other deals like a $50 gas card. That's Vegas.com is doing that. And if you've seen their ads, their ads speak to a so-called, I won't say so-called, let's call it what it is. Their ads speak to a certain desperation among American travelers. They're basically saying crazy times call for crazy fun. So basically it's the Last Supper in Las Vegas, so check in early. I mean, wow, just put it all on red. No, don't do that. And I did not tell you to do that. Anyway, that's what's going on there. A wild story in the air between Sydney and Hong Kong earlier this week when a Qantas Airways 747 lost part of the plane between the fuselage and the wing at 36,000 feet. The plane dropped down 20,000 feet. Oxygen mask dropped. They made an emergency landing in Manila. And that is bizarre. And we have to find out what happened with that. We will stay on top of that story. Just like we're still trying to find out what happened to that American Airlines 767 flying from Dallas to Paris earlier in the year, where they lost a huge piece of the airplane under the fuselage, and the plane continued on to Paris because they didn't know. They had no idea. So, wow, not a good sign, but the good news is the Qantas plane landed. Jay Leno, of course, had the best line of all. He said, when that plane dropped 20,000 feet, people lost their lunch. He says, no, they didn't. Airlines don't serve lunch anymore. Anyway, speaking of dropping 20,000 feet and losing your lunch, a lot of people are getting uncomfortable about what's going on in the airline business. Would you believe the people like Robert Crandall, the former chairman of American Airlines, is actually calling for what essentially is limited re-regulation? It's getting crazy out there, and it's not just oil prices. Don't kid yourself. It's gridlock on the runways. It's a complete antiquated air traffic control system. And it's local authorities unable to control their own airports because of deregulation. And joining me right now is my good friend Arnie Weissman, who's the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly magazine. Hey, Arnie.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, for Robert Crandall to ask for, you know, the government essentially to step in, it's nuts.
Well, it is. I mean, you've got to remember, actually, Crandall was a huge opponent of deregulation. So it really is consistent with where he's been all along. The airlines, whenever they get in trouble, they look to the government. When things are going fine, they want the government to stay as far away as possible.
All right. Well, guess what? They're looking for the government right now.
Right. No, things are really bad for the airlines. You're seeing things happening on several fronts. There's that call for re-regulation. It was echoed by the president of Continental Airlines. You've got them lobbying Congress to limit speculation on oil.
But you know what? that's nothing's going to happen. Look, we're in election year right now. Congress is about to take a vacation if they can get on a plane. Bottom line is, I don't think anything's going to happen.
No, I think you're absolutely right. None of this is going to go anywhere. And when the new administration comes in, by the way, Peter, I think maybe they ought to consider you for Secretary of Transportation. Do you want the job?
No. First of all, I'd never pass the confirmation hearings. And if I did get the job, I think the airline lobby would call Tony Soprano to have me whacked.
Well, I think you're going to see things get actually much worse before they get better, both in terms of the price of jet fuel, the price. You're going to see capacity cuts. They're no longer concerned about market share, which means that they're not going to be fighting over prices anymore. They're concerned about profitability. They're going to cut any route which isn't profitable with oil at $150 a barrel.
Okay, now let's talk about those routes, because bottom line is, depending on who you listen to, anywhere from 80 to 130 U.S. cities in the next 6 months are either going to have severely curtailed air service or no air service at all.
Right, and that's a big concern, because right now in the Caribbean in particular, you have islands that have more hotel rooms than you do have. If every seat were filled with a passenger headed to a hotel because of the capacity cuts, those hotel rooms are going empty. And that means, by the way, bargains.
Well, yeah, but let's do the math. I mean, Sandals right now, and I talked about this earlier this week on the Today Show, Sandals is offering air ticket rebates of up to $550 a person. That is hurting.
Yeah, and the Caribbean governments are actually providing subsidies now for some of the airlines. They do not want to lose those routes into the capacity.
But if you look at it historically, not too long ago, an airline like American would go to an island like St. Lucia and say, if you want us to fly here, write us a check for $3 million because we can make more money putting our planes in other places. And in the case of St. Lucia, I think they actually wrote them the check.
That's right. There's a couple of islands, actually, that are going to be writing them checks. And it's going to be interesting. You mentioned Las Vegas before. In addition to the problems they're having, they have 40,000 rooms coming online over the next 15 months or so. So with all the problems they're facing, I mean, I think you're also just beginning to see the bargains.
So now, you know, when you think about that, all you have to do is do the math. I mean, it's law, supply, and demand. And when you have a location like Las Vegas or the Caribbean that derives so much of its foreign exchange or cash flow from travel and tourism, they've got nowhere else to go.
No, that's right. And they're actually looking at foreign markets, but they're under pressure there because there are new destinations that have casinos competing with them all the time.
So it's a buyer's market if you want to go to Las Vegas. But look, just because they're gambling on the room rates doesn't mean you have to gamble when you get there. Watch your money, because it's still going to cost you the airfare to get there.
Yeah. And I mean, the things that the casinos have, they have other ways of getting money from you. If they take a little bit of a hit on the room, they don't want to take a hit on the room.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Las Vegas right now is for the first time in history, Las Vegas is making more money from non-gaming revenue than from the casinos.
It's true. And in fact, the restaurant scene there is unbelievable. If people who live in Manhattan who want to go to this restaurant called Rao's, which doesn't take reservations, it's impossible to get into.
Up in Harlem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go to Las Vegas. They now have a Rao's.
And nobody sleeps with the fishes anymore, because the fishes have become too expensive as well. That's Arnie Weissman, the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly, joining me here in Fire Island. And when we come back, our other good pal, Scott McCartney from the Wall Street Journal, will be checking in from Dallas with, would you take a flyer on airline stocks? How wild is that? Back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now. So call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the stinky men?
I hate stinky men. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards package. you'll get breakfast up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late checkout based on availability. Book your business rewards package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour on this beautiful July weekend, coming to you from the island of Fire Island in New York and taking your calls, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. We'll be joined in just a few minutes by our good pal Scott McCartney of the Wall Street Journal. But let's go right to the phones first and talk to Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
We are doing a family vacation to South Africa, and we'll be flying in from Kruger Park to Cape Town International.
Sure.
And apparently it's called the Community of Gugs. It's right next to the airport. And there's a lot of guest houses there. It says the town is known for its vibrant life, poverty, and violence. At any rate, when I initially wanted to do this, I thought it would be a great cultural thing and just see a different side of Africa. But my husband's saying there's been violence there in May, and it's probably not a safe place to go.
Okay, let's talk about the words vibrant life. You know what? If you take a look at most airports around the world, the real estate immediately surrounding the airport is usually not exactly the five-star hotels.
Right.
And you can find that. Let's talk about Newark while we're at it, okay? So bottom line is this. The South African rand is still depressed against the U.S. dollar. We just talked about it on the Today Show earlier this week. You don't have to stay out near the airport. You can stay right down by the bay. And there's some wonderful hotels down near on the water, everything from the Cape Grace to Table Mountain. To the Victoria. I mean, there's some great hotels down there that are not going to set you back a lot. I would not stop this trip because I would go to Cape Town at the drop of a hat. It is a gorgeous place. You're not going to have a problem.
Right. We do have a five-star for the rest of the week. I apologize. It's a call coming in. It was mostly just to get an idea of what was going on there. But what you're saying is it's not worth the danger.
Anything is worth the danger. I just don't think there's a big danger there right now. As long as you practice some good common sense, there's so many things. Look, all you're going to be doing at your hotel, wherever you're staying, is sleeping and showering, and then you're going to use it as a hub to go out and see places. Whether it's Stellenbosch in the wine area, or all the way going down to the Cape, going out to Robben Island to see where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned. You can go anywhere, and they're all great one-day trips. And they're even 45-minute trips out of Cape Town to places like Constantia Utzig, which is an unbelievable winery and a great restaurant. I mean, you're not going to have a problem. You just need to make sure you have transportation.
So just stay in Cape Town.
Well, no. Stay in Cape Town.
I mean, stay in a hotel in Cape Town is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Not a problem, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Okay, Linda, appreciate the call. Our next guest is a regular on this show. He's our good pal, Scott McCartney from the Wall Street Journal, who asked the question, would you take a flyer on an airline stock? I remember, Scott, that when we did the CNBC special on American Airlines, I asked Robert Crandall, the former chairman of American, if he thought the airline business was a good business. He said, it's a terrible business. I said, would you buy stock in American Airlines? He said, not on your life. And this is the former chairman of American Airlines. And yet, if you took a look at the roller coaster ride of the airline stocks in the last week, American Airlines was closed at about $4 about 10 days ago, and it went up as high as, I think, 10.
Right. And I remember Crandall saying that on your show. It's, you know, Bob's made a lot of money on airline stocks over the years, and I think that's the lesson. A lot of people say you have to be crazy to own stock in an airline. There are actually two very good reasons to trade in airline stocks, and one is just as you say, they're incredibly volatile. If you play the cycles right, you can make a lot of money. That's why a lot of smart, rich people do play in airline stocks. And the other reason is they're a very good hedge against high oil prices. So if you're heavy in energy stocks and you're worried about what happens to all my oil and coal and everything else if energy prices take a tumble, airline stocks provide the opportunity to give you some insurance.
I mean, I'm not allowed to trade any airline stocks, as you can imagine. I think it's a conflict of interest, but I like watching it because, you know, we define a successful airline in this country by which can lose money longer. And so when people say to me, what stock should I buy? I say, well, look at the airline that's got the most cash in the bank, so they'll be around longer after everybody else folds.
Yeah, that's the really difficult thing. I mean, it's easy to say, hey, when the stock is $3 and you buy it and it goes to $30, you look like a genius. But on the other hand, when everybody's at $3, the difficult thing is picking which ones aren't going to go bankrupt. Because once they do go bankrupt, the common shareholders are generally wiped out. So I'm with you. I don't have the problem. I'm restricted. I can't own airlines. But I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of money in airlines, and I've seen a lot of people make fortunes in airlines.
So if you like roller coaster rides, have we got a stock for you?
Yeah, that's it. And that's the reason why people are attracted to airlines. It's because it's very hard to find another industry that is so volatile. It's also very predictable. I mean, the reasons that make airline stocks go up and down are pretty transparent. They're right there in front of us. And
Scott, one of the things that happened this week, and I'm sure you follow this, you know, not only did American Airlines stock go up and take a little wild ride, so did United Airlines stock. And I couldn't understand why United, I've looked at their balance sheet. I mean, you want to run from this place. But I looked at the United stock and it went up, and then I found out why. They made a deal to renew their agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase in the credit card business, and they got an immediate cash infusion of $600 million.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate over United. S&P and others have said they're in worst cash position, capital position of the big airlines. But other people think they actually have a lot of assets that they could still sell.
Well, you know what it gets down to. It goes down to the days of Pan Am and Eastern. I mean, it takes a lot to kill an airline with that much inertia.
It takes a tremendous amount to kill an airline, and then you get into unions want to keep it afloat, communities want to keep the air service, the government sometimes gets involved in propping up airlines. And
it's amazing to look at the creditors, you know?
Yeah.
When Delta was in bankruptcy proceedings, one of their largest creditors was American Express.
Right.
And the reason for that is, of course, they had co-branded their American Express card with the Delta SkyMiles program, and they realized that if Delta didn't fly, there'd be no reason to have the card to earn miles you can't redeem anyway. How about that for circular reasoning?
That's right. So American Express bought Delta miles 3 years in advance for $500 million, just like United did this week. And you know, and then you get into the creditors who are the aircraft leasing companies, and if they've got 300 airplanes at Delta, they don't want them all back at once, so they're going to find ways. You know, Boeing and Airbus are going to find ways to help keep their customers afloat.
All right. Well, speaking of customers afloat, let's talk about routes afloat. I'm watching city after city get nailed. You know, September 5th, everybody talks about September 15th being the drop-dead date for airlines cutting capacity, but I say it's September 5th because a lot of airlines have already sent out 60-day notices on July 5th to their employees saying, you're in a really high likelihood of losing your job on September 5th.
Yeah, I think all bets are off once you get past Labor Day. And traffic's going to drop off. And I think this is going to be a somewhat long period of shaking out, of stops and starts, of one airline seeing that a competitor pulled out completely from a market, and, well, gee, maybe instead of three flights there, we ought to have four flights. It'll take a while for the market to level out, but I do think it's going to level out.
Well, you know, Scott, I still keep on thinking, and maybe I'm nuts, so please correct me if I am, that there's a little bit of a silver lining here on overseas routes, because it's one thing to cancel flights domestically and pull out of routes under deregulation. Anybody can fly anywhere as long as you got the slots. But overseas, we're dealing with bilateral agreements. They can't just, you know, across the board pull out of flying to Paris and London and Rome. And I happen to think, and I actually did a little checking on the frequent flyer areas of, or availability, I should say, after September 15th through November 19th on a lot of flights to Europe, you can go bowling on those flights.
I think that's right. It's not just the bilaterals, but the foreign competition. You know, they U.S. airlines realize that domestically everybody's hurting, but they don't have that sort of luxury of knowing that everybody's hurting internationally. So if you pull down a route, a foreign airline is going to pick up market share there, and that's going to hurt you in the long run.
So my advice, and maybe you'll echo this, is if you're sitting on a lot of frequent flyer miles that you haven't been able to redeem, I think that's a redundant statement, then you might be well served by checking availability between September 15th and November 19th on a lot of European routes.
Yeah, I think that's right. This fall, especially if the economy gets soft, it may be a great time to travel. The crowds will be gone. Airlines will be hungry for putting bodies in seats.
And one more thing. Traditionally, of course, we always break tradition, but traditionally and historically, in a presidential election year, a lot of people tend to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It may be a very good time to go. Now, you have, you know, all the things that work against you. The weak dollar works against you, and it's going to be expensive one way or another.
But, although I got to tell you one thing, Scott. I was over in Paris 3 weeks ago. We're doing this one-hour special on the Concorde, and every single hotel in Paris was sold out or oversold by guess who? Americans, who were all standing around the lobby complaining about how expensive it was, but they were there.
That's right.
It's in our cultural DNA to travel, and of course, it's in your cultural DNA to write the middle seat on the Wall Street Journal, which we read every week. Scott McCartney calling in from Dallas, Texas. Have a great rest of your weekend, Scott, and thanks for joining us.
You too, Peter. Take care.
All right, I much appreciate it. And when we come back, we're taking more of your calls. That's 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these messages.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Bethany Hamilton lost her left arm in a shark attack in 2003 when she was 13. With great courage, she fought to live and to surf again. Only 2 weeks after the attack, Bethany was back on her board and was competing 6 weeks later. Bethany has never stopped competing, and now at 18, is ranked second in the World Qualifying Series. For more on the story, log on to RealSportsHeroes.com. This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour on this beautiful last weekend in July, but don't worry, summer's not over till I say it's over. We got a whole lot more to go. We're taking your calls on travel, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your number, your problem, or your question so we can solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. We got Joseph calling out from Rocket City, right? Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
We're going to be taking a Baltic Sea cruise. And what we like to do is to go off on our own at the different ports instead of taking the ship-offered excursions.
I'm a big supporter of that, by the way.
Yeah, because we can do a lot of stuff without have to a fraction of the cost.
Listen, you know what the single most profitable division of a cruise line in terms of their operating revenue is?
Yes.
Shore excursions.
Yeah. So if we're stopping in St. Petersburg, and they say the ship says that we can't get off the ship on our own.
What?
Without a visa.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, that's a little misleading because what normally happens for cruise ship passengers going to a place like St. Petersburg is that the ship gets a blanket visa for the passengers in terms of entering the port. I don't really buy that, but you want to, if you want to protect yourself, go ahead and get a visa. It's easy to get a visa through the Russian Federation. You can do it through any number of ways. I happen to use visa services because I don't want to stand in line. I don't think you want to stand in line because, trust me, the lines are huge, okay? So what I would do, there's one company that I use in New York, but there are a number of them. One is called It's Easy, and they have a website. I'm sure it's called itseasy.com. There are visa service. What you do is you FedEx your – they'll actually fax you all the forms to fill out. You'll fill them out, get all the appropriate photographs, all the documentation needed, then FedEx or courier your passport with those forms to them overnight, and they get it back to you within a week. It's about $200, but trust me, if you add, it's not how much it costs, it's how much it's worth. You want to stand in line for 2 days and wait for 5 weeks hoping you're going to get a visa, or maybe not? Maybe not. So bottom line is, do it that way. And I would also suggest that you go to our website, which is petergreenberg.com, because we have it archived in there about all the different visa services you can go through to get what you need. But if you do it the normal route, first of all, the last time I looked, there was no Russian consulate in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
So you know what? You're not going to go there. Do it my way. Trust me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, who's going to notice if you don't have a visa?
What do you mean, who's going to notice? Are you nuts? Come on. You want to protect yourself. You want to get all the way over there and find out you're stuck on a ship with borscht for nine...
They send us to borscht to Siberia?
No. But okay. Look, the beautiful thing about a visa is the same thing about a beautiful thing about a passport. It gives you the options to travel. Why would you limit yourself? Do what I told you to do, all right?
Okay, thanks.
You got it, Joseph. Let's go right to Dave on the phone. Hey, Dave. Well, are you there, David?
Yes, I am. Are you there?
I am. How can I help you?
I have a question. We're planning a trip this Christmas, my wife and two kids, to Key West, Florida.
Yep.
And I've been trying to do some research online and trying to find a good hotel. It's like kind of around by the ocean, and I'm having a heck of a time finding a good place to stay. I was hoping you give me some.
All right. Well, first of all, can I help you out about the word ocean?
Yeah.
When it comes to Key West, you don't have to be on the ocean. Key West is so small. Get any little B&B or small little bed and breakfast over there. They most of the time, all these B&Bs give you bicycles, and you hop on the bike, and three blocks later, you're at the ocean.
Okay.
Oceanfront is overrated.
Bed and breakfast?
Oh, there are a lot of them, sure. But Oceanfront is overrated in Key West. Trust me.
Okay.
All right? Go inland about three blocks. You'll thank me.
Okay.
Plus, you'll get some exercise. Let's go right to Sheila on the phone, somewhere out there in Minnesota. Hey, Sheila.
Hello.
And where are you calling from, Sheila?
I am calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I knew it. Minnesota. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I am interested in going on a culinary trip to Peru, and I've done a little bit of research online and looking, just kind of your advice on what you would think about how I should go about finding one. I don't want to go on a trip that I'm going to be on some mega bus.
Okay, but here's the real question. You said culinary vacation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now here, wait. I know, but I want to get down to a definition of terms. Do you want to watch somebody cook, or do you want to cook?
I want to be able to cook. I want to learn what I'm doing.
All right, because here's the thing. There are a lot of vacations that call themselves culinary vacations, and you're just watching somebody else demonstrate. You want to get in the kitchen. So I'm going to give you a couple of places, okay?
Okay.
There's a company called Peru Culinary Vacations, and I'll give you their website. It's cookforfun.shawguides.com. That'll give you another good website to get some good resources. But the actual culinary vacations website is peruculinaryvacations.com. It's about a 9 to 10 day trip. There's another one called Magical Cusco Tours, if you don't mind cooking a little bit higher up in altitude. And they're great. And that also throws in a little Machu Picchu, which I think you might want to see.
Definitely.
But if you're going to go to Machu Picchu, do yourself a favor. Get up at 5 in the morning. Get done by 8 o'clock in the morning, because after that, it's not Machu Picchu. It's crowded Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then there's another one called Southern Crossing. It's an 8 day tour of Cusco, Lima, and Machu Picchu, and it's all cooking classes and city tours. And if you go to our website, petergreenberg.com, we've got them all listed there for you, okay?
Excellent.
There you go. But remember, make sure you get down to a definition of terms. You want to make sure that you're A, not stuck on a bus, and B, in the kitchen and not watching somebody else cook.
Right, definitely. And as far as, knowing all the details and what's included, because that's one thing I found, too, is like they have itineraries, they have everything listed, but the terms aren't always laid out.
And there, you got to ask, okay? That's the important thing. Sheila, good luck down there. And something tells you you'll be eating a little bit of a pig. You'll see why when you get down there. All right, back for more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Fire Island, New York, right after these messages.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
AutoZone. With gas prices still on the rise, did you know that a few simple tune-up steps now can save you hundreds of dollars a year?
Get in the zone.
AutoZone wants you to know that replacing a dirty air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and adding a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank can each take just minutes and save you more than $225 a year. And replacing a faulty oxygen sensor can save more than $239 a year. So get to AutoZone and start saving today.
AutoZone.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
The Business of Business, brought to you by Aflac. Looking for ways to give back to your community? Start a community service program. Setting aside time for your employees to volunteer will put your people and your business in touch with the community in a meaningful way and help provide your employees with a quality work-life balance. Adding Aflac voluntary insurance coverage to your employee benefits package can complement your existing medical plan at no direct cost to your business. To learn more, visit aflacforbusiness.com today. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
AutoZone.
Whether you're looking for a quick shine or want to detail your ride inside and out, you know there's one place that'll satisfy all your needs.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your wash and wax headquarters. And right now at AutoZone, buy any of an assortment of Armor All wipes and get an Armor All To-Go wipe product free after mail-in rebate. Choose from cleaning, glass, or exterior. See store for details. Look sharp. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour on this beautiful July weekend. Peter Greenberg here, taking your calls on travel at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. And, you know, earlier this week on the Today Show, we did a segment that I've been wanting to do for almost 5 months or so. I think it's so important. It was called Vacations from the Heart, Vacations That Heal. You know, and the real question is, if you're a parent and you lose your child, no parent ever expects to bury their child. Where do you go on vacation? Where do you go to heal? Where do you go to try to cope with all this? If you're a recovering breast cancer survivor, where do you go? If you've come down with multiple sclerosis, where can you go? And we're not talking about clinics here. We're talking about where do you go to vacation and be able to learn about the unique and painful journey you might be on. And I'm joined right now. And there's another one, too. I mean, where do people take their kids who are either seriously ill or terminally ill so that they can have some fantasy, so they can have some fun, and they can have some great activities? And so we featured all of these this week, And you can also find them on our website, petergreenberg.com. It's a great resource guide because people do have serious needs. But if anything celebrates community, if anything celebrates the human spirit, it's these vacations. And joining me now from Give Kids the World, and you can find them, by the way, on gktw.org, is Pam Lanworth, who's the president of Give Kids the World. Hey, Pam.
Hey, Peter. How are you doing?
I hope you got a chance to see the show the other day. You know, I have to tell you, it was Henry, right? Is that your husband or your dad?
Well, he's actually my ex-husband, but my very dearest friend, too.
Well, good. Well, we'll give him some credit, okay?
Please, yes. He deserves
I mean,
it all.
You guys started this in Kissimmee, Florida. Right, for those people who don't know where that is, it's not far from Orlando. Some people actually think it is Orlando.
Exactly.
And it's a 70-acre resort that caters to children with life-threatening illnesses and their families. Tell me how it started and tell me how it works.
Yeah, we actually partner with about 240 wish-granting organizations around the world. And when they identify a child with a life-threatening illness whose wish is to come experience all the magic of Central Florida, they send them to us, and we take care of them at our village for a whole week.
At no cost.
At no cost to the families, absolutely. And the beauty of it is it's for the entire family, because the forgotten group a lot of times are the siblings. They suffer just as much, certainly not physically unless they're a donor or those types of things, but they have to give up their childhood to this disease as well, because all the focus is on the wish child. So it actually got started back in 1986 because when the wish granting organizations were making all the arrangements, they would call Henry, who owned a hotel in the area, and ask him if he would put him up for free, and he would always say yes. And then one day, unfortunately, a reservation was canceled. The child had passed away. And that's when he found out it was taking about 2 months to make all of the arrangements. And he said, that can't happen anymore. So we can literally bring families down in less than 24 hours if need be.
And I have to tell you, Pam, I'm telling you something you already know, but I want to tell all of my listeners, listen to this statistic. Since 1986, more than 85,000 families from over 50 states and 60 countries have been hosted by you guys there in Florida. That's just amazing stuff. And I want to give everybody the website again. It's www.gktw.org. Really, really good work. Stay on the line here, Pam, because I want to also introduce Susan Lysik, who is the co-founder of Faith's Lodge in one of my favorite places in the world, Wisconsin. And we talked about Faith's Lodge on the Today Show the other day. We got a huge response because, you know, as I said, no parent ever expects to bury their child. And when Susan and her husband lost their child, the child was stillborn, they realized that they didn't have any resources. They didn't have any place to go to deal with this, to cope with it, and maybe share with other families who were going through a similar experience. And Susan, that's when you started Faith's Lodge.
Correct. Yes, this came from our own personal story. In 2000, we lost our daughter, Faith, at birth, and it was just the most devastating thing for us. And we tried to figure out, how are we going to get through this? How are we going to process, you know, the absolute worst thing that could ever happen to a parent? And what we did is we ventured to a small resort in the North Woods and spent some time there alone healing. And it was just the most wonderful experience for us to be in nature and receive the healing grace of nature.
And the really good news now is you've got an 8-family getaway set on 80 acres in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. Susan, stay on the line with me. Pam, stay on the line with me. We're going to come back and talk more about this and also about a very small, interesting community called Jackson, New Hampshire. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide and the Vacations from the Heart. Back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
And it's 52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Fire Island, New York. During the break, we got a phone call from Becky in Texas, whose son is going to Canada next week and wants to know, does he need a passport? You better believe he does. And I know he's going next week. So you've got a couple of choices there. There is a U.S. Passport Agency in Dallas. You need to make an appointment and get up there right away. Make sure you have a copy of the ticket so they know he's actually going there next week. And there are also other visa services and passport services that can expedite this for a much larger fee. But the answer is Monday morning, bright and early, you better make that appointment, or guess what? He ain't going to Canada. We've been talking about vacations with a heart, vacations from the heart, vacations that heal. We've been talking with Pam Lanworth, the president of Give Kids the World, actually the Give Kids the World Village out there in Florida, a 70-acre resort, 85,000 families, over 50 states and 60 countries that have been hosted there since 1986, and Susan Lasek, who's the co-founder of Faith Lodge. When Susan and her husband Mark lost their little girl Faith at birth, this is what they started in honor of Faith, and that's why, of course, it's called Faith Lodge. They suggest a donation of $25 a night, but if you can't afford it, it's free. Bottom line is, what a great idea, Susan, to start this for families going through this awesomely tragic journey.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity to share about our organization. I'm proud to say, after we decided to do this and in Faith's honor, we opened up our doors last July, and we have served over 300 people, comprised of 160 families to date.
And you know, it's really great. People need to know they're not alone.
Absolutely. That is so important when you've gone through something like this. You do feel very much alone. And bringing people together at Faith Lodge is one of the best things that we can offer our families, is the support of other people who understand what you're going through.
You know,
we hear time and time again from our families that people understand what I'm going through, and that's extremely supportive. And
it's especially an essential part of the healing process, because it's all about common ground when you think about it. And the same thing happens with Give Kids the World. As Pam said, it's the siblings who don't really understand what's going on, and when they're there with their whole families, it helps them as well. Right, Pam?
Yeah, and I think the thing that we keep echoing and the parents keep saying over and over, it's the only place they've sometimes taken their children where people don't stare at them. And how do you put a price tag on that? It's amazing.
You know what? When you put it in those terms, there's nothing else needs to be said. Really beautiful. Joining us now, someone who's been on the show before, Don Bilger, who's calling us, I believe, from Jackson, New Hampshire. And I'll tell Don's story very quickly. In the year 2000, Don and Joyce, his wife, were living the comfortable corporate life back east when Joyce was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. They left the corporate world and moved to New Hampshire, where they opened up a small inn. And very much like what Susan and Pam were dealing with, they didn't really understand enough about the disease. They knew a lot of other people probably were in the same boat. And they said, you know what? Let's open up our inn once a year in May to other people with MS, have them come in free of charge, discuss the disease, learn about it, bond with each other, find that common ground. And here comes the best part of the story. Aren't you glad, Don, I'm telling your story? I'm not even letting you speak. Here's the best part of the story. The best part of the story is that last year it went from just Don and Joyce's inn to the entire village. Every other restaurant, every other hotel opened their doors and let everybody show up. There's now a waiting list. It's a great thing that you're doing, Don. And if you can listen to me, are you there, Don? Don's not. There he is. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am, Peter. How are you?
All right. Did I get it right?
You did get it right. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I appreciate you having us on the show again.
Well, you know what? It's when you guys do this, and when I saw what the community did, when they rallied around you and everybody got behind it, that is probably the best example of community support and spirit I can think of. And to Pam at Give Kids the World and to Susan at Faith Lodge, and, of course, Don Bilger. It's the first week in May, and once again, it's a two-day stay if you want to extend your trip in New Hampshire. There's a nominal fee, and in many cases, it's almost become a lottery situation because it's been so popular. You guys are all role models for other communities to follow in your footsteps, because if anything is proven in this situation, it's that there's such a great need out there. So I'm thanking you. Let me give everybody the websites again so they know it. It's Give Kids the World, which is gktw.org. It's faithslodge.org. And it's initjackson.com. And you can always go to our website, petergreenberg.com, for more information on this. Remember, all of these people rely on donations. They rely on community support, not just dollars, but goods and services and in-kind support to make these trips a reality for people who need it the most. If you've ever wondered about the real purpose of travel, other than personal enjoyment and other than, you know, your own spiritual journey, how about this? It's redemptive, it's recovery, it's adaptive, and it allows you to bond with people who are going through the same journey you're on. And boy, what a gift of love that all of you are doing. So Pam, Susan, and Don, thank you so much. Again, it's gktw.org, faithlodge.org, and innitjackson.com. Anytime I can have you guys back on the show, you're on. I want to thank you, everybody. Of course, that music means we are out of time for this week. I want to thank Shelly Goncharowski, our producer in New York, who's actually in Puerto Rico today. Our other producer, Dara Bramson, out in Los Angeles. Jeff Ryder handling the boards in New York. And of course, we'll see you next week from another undisclosed location somewhere out there in the world. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.